In 1952, a ship loaded with bunker C oil sank off Lena Point near Juneau. The vessel has remained submerged since then, but more recently, evidence of an oily sheen has led state and federal officials to investigate. Dive operations last week indicate freestanding oil on the vessel, but the amount or origin of the product is still unknown. The Coast Guard has requested a permit from the Alaska State Office of History and Archaeology to further investigate the vessel and the tanks. State historians want to preserve the wreck as a historic property. The Coast Guard will continue planning with input from state historians throughout this week to firm up details of upcoming dive operations. We spoke with the Coast Guard's Lieutenant Latarsha McQueen about the project.
She was built in 1925, and in 1952, she actually grounded near Lena Point. Luckily, all of the people who were on board, a little over 300 people on board, were saved, but the vessel actually sank after everyone had gotten off. So she's been there for over 60 years, and we have over September and October, we've gotten increasing reports of the sheen, so we decided that we would open the oil spill liability trust fund so that we could assess the likelihood of actually doing something about the pollution.
Is it harming, do you think, any fisheries or wildlife?
Generally, what we've been seeing has been just light sheening, which is a very, very thin coating of oil on top of the water. And we haven't generally seen animals in the sheening at the time that it's been sheening, but there are sea mammals that transit and live in that area.
I understand it's bunker C oil that is perhaps causing the sheen. Is that less or more worrisome?
I wouldn't say it's less or more, but it is a heavier fuel, and the water is relatively cold. So with it being a heavier fuel and the colder water, that's probably been one thing that's been on our side, helping to keep it where it is. A little bit of information that we received today is the fact that the oil is in the tanks. It's likely that the tanks are in really good shape and relatively intact. So the fact that it is a heavier fuel in what we believe to be intact tanks are things that are definitely positive.
How long is this work expected to last, and how much effort is the Coast Guard putting in, like personnel-wise?
We don't really have a good time frame right now. What we're trying to do is just continue the assessment phase so we have a good idea of exactly what the condition of the vessel is, where there may be oil originating, and what our options actually are. So we've pretty much got most of our office working on this particular project.
What's the connection with the Alaska Office of History? What's their interest now?
As we understand it, 4 years ago, the Office of History and Archaeology made some attempts to place the Princess Kathleen on the National Registry for Historic Properties. And she is a historic wreck within Alaska while she's not on that list. So they have some concern that we're able to maintain the historic properties of the vessels while we conduct our assessments. And we've been working with the Department of Environmental Conservation to ensure that we are keeping the state's interest in mind and that they are at the top of the list when it comes to managing this particular incident in these beginning planning phases.
Lieutenant Latarsha McQueen with the U.S. Coast Guard.